Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez with you. And how are you? What's going on around your house? Hope everybody is well. Pick up the phone and give us a call, whatever it is that needs my attention around your house this Saturday morning, as we have an open line for you. 803-0930, anything around the house that needs my attention. No topic today. We're here for you. I did want to talk a little bit about Christmas tree shortage. That was an interesting little phenomenon as a consequence to COVID, right, is the fact that there's a shortage of Christmas trees. I did a little digging on it, and a lot of it has to do with the whole shipping issue, but some of it has to do with fires, too, that have occurred out west. And, of course, any reason to charge us more for anything. So there is a definite issue with shortage. It just seems to be maybe coincidental and convenient that it falls at Christmas time. We paid more for our tree than we did the year before. Yeah, it's a reality of the situation. I even hear there's a shortage of fake trees too. Again, related to the fact that a lot of them come from China, and so there's the shipping issue with that. I noticed when I went into the big box store looking for some additional lighting, Christmas lighting, that there was a tremendous shortage of that too. So be that as it may, I guess. You know, we'll have a less is more decoration year you know, maybe a smaller tree than you normally would. We keep our focus on the reason for the season, right? And every year, you know, we always try to get out of you as to which is your preference, real or artificial. And I'm wondering how that's going to fall this year, if you want to comment on that. And in addition to that, we also like to poll you on conventional lighting or LED lighting. And if you've noticed, the industry is pretty much permeated to become completely LED. There are some traditional bulbs still available, but here's a real cause for concern and caution. You can't mix them. They don't look good together because the colors are completely different. A white traditional conventional string of lights is different than a white string of LED lights. So be aware of that if you're thinking of adding lights to your repertoire and you purchase LED lights. When you put them up, it's going to stand out. They're going to be completely different. So anyway, Jerry, are you a real or artificial guy?
Artificial.
Okay. Fake. Fake is the way to go, huh? Yeah, I guess there's something to be said about the convenience of going down into the basement and pulling out the box and setting up the tree. But here's a big frustration for anything that I have stored away that's a garland with lights in it. You hope and pray that when you plug it in that they light. And this year mine didn't. So that's why I was in the big box store looking for light strings to string around the garlands so that I didn't have to replace the garlands because I couldn't find them anyway. So there you go. No, I didn't because it didn't mix with the other lights that I had nearby. There you go. 803-0930. That's the number for you this Saturday morning. Anything around the house that needs my attention, as I said. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open as well. The number 803-0930. And I want to remind everybody to go to Cortez.net to check out everything we do. Come home to Cortez. Our new theme as we unveil our new building and launch our new services, which includes our cooking school. The cooking classes start January 10th. Our chef is Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's restaurant in Akron. And Jerry has put together a calendar for part of the year. January 10th, the theme is formaggi, cheese making. Jerry's going to make burrata as well as mozzarella and ricotta. On February 7th, he has a class called the Unpastas, risotto, polenta, gnocchi, traditional dishes that will give you give new meaning to comfort food. March 7th, it's specialty pizza and bread workshop. learn how to make classic Roman pizza from Chef Jerry, who studied the technique in Italy, as well as his delicious house-made bread that he serves at Cipollina's. April 4th, it's sunny Italy, modern twists on classic comforting Sicilian cuisine, camponata, arancini, plus cassata and cannoli for dessert. May 2nd, classic Roman cuisine, cacio e pepe, is one of the most popular pastas that have come out of Rome. A simple pasta consisting of cheese and pepper, comforting dish for those snowy winter days. Pasta, eggs, cheese, and pancetta come together in this ultimate favorite, carbonara alla matriciana, in a Romanesco dialect, and a traditional Italian pasta sauce based on guanciale, which is cured pork cheek, pecorino cheese from Amatrici, and tomato, and then some variations and onion. So that's carbonara alla matriciana. June 6th, he's going to be doing sauces. Sauce 101 is the name of the class. So the first 6 months of the year are lined up. Here's what you need to do. Go to cortese.net and then look for the About Us across the top. Click on that. And then down on the bottom of that, come home to Cortese cooking class. And the instructions are there on how to register. You can register right online. You can also do a QR code to register. The cost is $60 per person, and that is plus tax. And it is a complete meal and a fun night. It starts at 6 p.m. each of the class nights. And be a great gift-giving idea, huh, for Christmas. Go to cortese.net now and learn more about our Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. A lot of people are asking me, why are you doing a cooking school? You're a construction company that does kitchen and bath remodeling. And the answer is we realized that we're very focused on the mechanics of doing your kitchen and your bathroom and never really paid much attention to the romance and the emotion of what a kitchen means and how important it is to your household. And so this kind of brings it together where we now finally have that layer of heart and soul, which is part of your home and part of your kitchen with our cooking school. And Jerry, a great friend, a focus on Italian cooking. Again, hearkening back to our heritage, or my family's heritage, my father being from southern Italy. So a lot of focus on that region of the country, too, will be coming up in some of the cooking classes. So we hope you take advantage of that and you come by and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, our Come Home to Cortese showroom. We're so excited to be able to show it to you. Stop in anytime. We'll be glad to give you a tour. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to OP and say hello to Samantha Gollenbeck. She's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there in Orchard Park. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. How's things in OP?
Everything's great, but now I'm hungry after all that Italian food.
There you go. And your last name might throw people off because you're Italian as well.
I am, yep.
So you'll have to come by and be part of our cooking school.
I definitely will.
And we're looking forward to that and having everybody come by. So the time of year prompts us to think about how important Lakeshore Savings Bank, the role they play in the community for helping community-based organizations like Mikey's Way.
Yep, and Lakeshore has been a big supporter of the Mikey's Way Foundation. So we're actually doing a nice promotion here in our offices where we're doing a 12 Days of Christmas for Mikey's Way, and we're selling tickets at any of our local offices so you can stop in, purchase a raffle ticket, and we're going to be doing a drawing beginning December 13th, a daily drawing for really great prizes.
Now, why don't you, for a minute, talk about what Mikey's Way's function is and what their purpose is?
Mikey's Way Foundation is a foundation that helps children with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses connect to their friends and family with gifting patients laptops, computers, tablets, and other electronic devices. So for, children that are going through chemo and radiation, they have these electronics to help them get through that.
Have you ever gone with Dan on a Mikey's Way day?
I have. I've had the opportunity to go with you and Dan.
Yeah, that's right. We were together.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an easy thing to weather through.
No, it's not. And those kids, you know, they're so strong, and it's just, you know, what they go through. You see their strength, and it's amazing.
Another thing about Mikey's Way, Sam, is that it's such a grassroots organization.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
And the father still administers to all of the handing out of all of the electronics.
Yep. He goes to, you know, all the patients' rooms and hands out those electronics and helps those kids get through their treatment.
Okay. So support Mikey's Way through Lakeshore Savings Bank being part of this raffle. And also we want to mention that the home equity line of credit, we've been running for, a couple years now at 2.5 fixed for 12 months.
Yep, we still have our home equity line of credit. Like you said, it's 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months, and there's no application fees, there's no closing costs, there's no annual fees. So if you're doing any kind of home improvements, it's a really nice financial aid to have for those updates.
Okay. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Samantha Gollenbeck, the manager of the Orchard Park branch. The phone number there, Sam?
674-2066.
One more time.
674-2066.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Most financial advisors can provide a financial plan, but how many actually stick with that plan and guide their clients deep into retirement?
Michael Hebern, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
At Level, our advisors are implementation specialists. Our team goes beyond the initial document and works with our clients to execute their plan throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors' experience can help you implement your financial plan for a successful retirement. Call or text now, 727-5047. That's 727-5047.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I've been getting to know Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you need, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
The Rolling Stones unzipped, born like a crossfire hurricane. Out of the Stones' desire to tell their authentic story. So immersive, you will live it. The Rolling Stones Unzipped.
Delivered by DHL.
On now at the museum in downtown Kitchener. Get your tickets at themuseum.ca. The Rolling Stones Unzipped.
The museum, downtown Kitchener.
I bet wild horses couldn't keep you away.
There's a lot in life to smile about. Are loose dentures or missing teeth keeping you from enjoying the things you love? Don't miss out on enjoying life's precious moments. You can be you again with affordable Schatken Mini Dental Implants. You can smile again, laugh out loud, and have your self-confidence back. Let us help you make it memorable. Call us today at the Aesthetic Associates Center for your free consultation and give us the opportunity to change your life.
Kids can be hard on each other, but some kids take it to a level that's hard to believe. The damage they cause can leave permanent scars, or worse.
Become.
Bullies target those they think are weak, because they themselves are weak. Taekwondo teaches you how to be strong, how to defend yourself and avoid confrontation. How to embrace your own greatness and dismiss the opinions of others. Join our upcoming trial. Let's make a positive, permanent change that others will respect.
Master Gorino's Taekwondo. Become.
Call 836-KICK.
Pay doctors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Come, Cortese, your man for home improvement. If If you're in the market for a new window or door, then think of Big L Windows and Doors. They're on William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street. 895-8484 is the number. BigLWindows.com is the website. Marvin Windows, a great product in three levels of choice. You can buy the Essential Series, you could buy the Elevate Series, or the Signature Series, a window tailored to your needs. Now, we have the Essential window in the Cortez headquarters on Main Street, and we love it. Fiberglass in and out, black interior and exterior, grids between the glass, so easy to take care of, and fiberglass, a stable environment for windows where you have a little bit more resistance against expansion and contraction than you would with a vinyl window. And the colors, a wide range of color choices, all the same price too, which is another interesting fact with fiberglass. You can see them all on display, all the Marvin windows and the Therma-Tru doors at their showroom at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Stop in, tell them Dominic sent you, and look for Bill Horbit Sr. Yeah, he's the old guy. And when you see him, tell him Dominic said hi and wish him best for his new marriage and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. That's what it's all about at Big L, with their total trust guarantee. You get great service, and you get them backing their installations for years to come. Stop in today, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, and always remember to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:22 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio. Anything around the house that needs my attention, 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. We're having a little debate this Saturday morning about the differences between LED and conventional Christmas lights. And if you're decorating with incandescent Christmas lights and you're wondering if it's time to finally switch to LEDs, here's a couple things that you may want to think about. LED Christmas lights use light emitting diodes rather than filament to produce the light. This makes LED lights more efficient, more durable, and best part, longer lasting than fluorescent incandescent lights. They don't burn out like other bulbs, and they also don't get hot to the touch. So they are a safer light bulb too. LED lights are not only used at Christmas time, you can find them in other bulbs. And as time goes by, you will see that they will become the light bulb of choice because of their long-lastingness and their durability. Incandescent bulbs waste a good deal of energy. A full 90% of their energy is released as heat, which is why regular light bulbs get so hot. LEDs, totally different story. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, they use up to 75% less energy and last 25 times longer. Imagine that. Now, they don't require a lot of maintenance either. LED bulbs don't burn out. They just get dimmer over time. You don't have to fuss with replacing bulbs and fuses. Just plug them in and they'll light up reliably year after year, which is probably the best thing going for them. Plus, home improvement stores often offer trade-in programs where you can turn in your old Christmas lights for a few dollars off on a new energy-efficient set. I didn't know that, did you? Since LED light Christmas lights don't get hot to the touch, they're good for both inside and outside use, especially on the tree, and they won't send your holiday electric bill spinning high because even if you go a little crazy, they're so cheap to run. Just toss your lights in a box after Christmas and pull them out next year. Again, as I mentioned already, probably the biggest problem with the incandescents is that fact that for some reason, the light bulb demons seem to have their way with the incandescent strands in the off season and make them not work for some reason. So LED Christmas lights come in a wide variety of styles and shapes, and you can see them in every size of light bulb too, which is neat. They have continued to improve. The first generation LED Christmas lights weren't able to match the pure white light of incandescent Christmas lights. I mentioned that already. Their light was much bluer, and understandably, that could be a turnoff when you're trying to match up However, LED Christmas lights are now available in other options, so beware of that. They have blue tones and warm white tones, so that's something to be mindful of when you're looking at the choices. So a lot of advantages, I guess, is the conclusion here of LEDs. You know, you get that durability, safer to the touch, energy efficiency, lowering your electric consumption, variety of styles and colors. But probably the biggest drawback is the cost. They're substantially more expensive to buy up front. And if you've seen LED light bulbs, if you replace light bulbs in your house with LED bulbs, same thing goes. The LED bulb is a lot more money, both Christmas style and conventional screw-in style. And their costs will be offset, they say, over time with lower energy consumption and the fact that they last so long. Take a trip to the store to look at the technology firsthand to really decide if LED is for you. Most retailers have a lot of displays that are set up and you can actually see them on, which is kind of neat. Other considerations about LED, they can be harsh for some people. I actually have a texter who wrote in. We'll get to that in a moment. Although advances have been made, some believe the bluish-white light of LED lights can't compare to the soft yellow glow of traditional incandescents. They can appear too strong or even lead to headaches and nausea to some people. When used outside, however, LED lights don't face those issues, and their brightness can even enhance the appeal of an outdoor Christmas display. But inside, I can certainly understand this. And the texter writes, the LED lights are great for outside use, but they're too bright for indoor decorating purposes, almost blinding and definitely not soothing when it comes to indoor use of LEDs. Much better to use the dimmer, old-fashioned lights inside your home. And that's from Michelle in South Buffalo. Yeah, you're right on the money there. I think that's probably, I would put that at the top of the list of criticisms of LED lights is that indoor almost over-brightness. Now, if you're thinking about using today, although I don't know how good it is weather-wise outside to be decorating your house, let's be mindful of working safely. I always talk about setting your ladder up properly, making sure it's well planted, and that it is at least 3 feet above the gutter line if you're going all the way that high. And you want to think about laying out the lighting if you're going to be doing high points in your house. You want to start at the highest point when you hang your lights and move down from there. There's light clips that you can buy that will help you adhere them to gutters and shingles or shutters. And another thing that people are guilty of is not pointing all the lights in the same direction. When you step down and take a look at your work, if you didn't pay attention to that, you're going to find that it doesn't look neat and organized, unless you don't care about that. But I would, and I would want them all pointing in the same direction. But ladder safety, probably top of the list. Now, when you're up on your ladder and you're looking at your gutters, I hope you've already been up there recently for another reason, and you all know what that is, right? Cleaned out your gutters? Yeah, okay, Jerry's nodding. Cleaning out your gutters is very important as we lead ourselves into winter here. We don't want to be caught with laden gutters that are filled with leaves because you will curse that in the winter when that water doesn't drain and you have then more ice collecting in your gutter when it freezes as a result of all of those leaves clogging the gutters. Keeping a free-flowing gutter through the winter is very important to avoid problems with ice. Ice will form on your gutter and mound up on your roof and could cause water infiltration. So as we couple together Christmas decorating with gutter cleaning, if you're going to put the gutter up on the gutter, the ladder up in the gutter, rather. You may want to take the opportunity to clean them out if you haven't done that yet. That's my annual nag. I do it every year to make sure that you don't have problems with ice. Hey, folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub. from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco and Flairco. Great names, great products, all on display in their wonderful showroom in Willitzer Park. Don't want to drive up to NT? Well, then come to Clarence. We've got a mini setup of all the Twin City products at the Come Home to Cortez showroom. Twin City's phone number is 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
How many days until Christmas? I'm running out of time.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't forget those who are out of town.
Holy sh...
Ship, with all the carriers picking up daily at Lintar Miniship, there's always time to send some Buffalo. For holiday shipping help, head to younameitweshipit.com.
When there's a health crisis, the last thing you need to hear is that you don't have the right health insurance to protect you or your loved ones. Hi, I'm Kim Sweeney. I'm a nurse and the medical concierge at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo. Too often I hear from patients who need life-saving treatment at Roswell Park that they do not have in-network coverage and wonder how they can afford the out-of-network expense. Don't let this be you. There are so many options that you need to fully understand so that when a health crisis happens, your coverage allows you access to the most innovative cancer treatment, as well as the doctors and the hospital that will give you your best chance of survival. You can choose the plan that chooses Roswell Park. Open enrollment season is upon us. To learn more about choosing the right health insurance for you, visit roswellpark.org/innetwork.
This December, witness a world premiere documentary event about your city.
Buffalo's open for business, but it's not the same old business that existed here.
Watch as our resurgence unfolds.
We're building companies and building communities that are going to bear the load of future generations to come.
Join us and tune in as 43 North presents For the Love of Buffalo, Wednesday, December 8th at 7 o'clock, only on Channel 7 WKBW.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Your fireplace or hearth is the centerpiece of your family's living space in the winter months. Maybe it needs an update or maybe a whole new look. Or if you're like me, you don't have a fireplace and want one. Every year, AAA Timberline moves inside when the weather's too cold for outside masonry and helps Buffalonians transform their winter escape. Whether it's a new brick, tile, or stone, get your project designed now so you're not left out in the cold. Visit AAATimberline.com for more information or call Jeff and Ryan 741-2400. 741-2400.
I was 12 years old and so excited about getting my ears pierced. My grandfather bought me the most beautiful diamond earrings. I still wear those earrings today, and every time I do, I think of my grandfather.
This is Sue Robertson. This holiday season, let me help you begin your own precious memory at Robertson & Bach. This Christmas, give her something she'll really love from Robertson & Bach at 959 Union Road, right across from the Southgate Plaza in West Seneca.
You've heard about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, now Ava Roofing has an even better value for you. How much better? How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a free roof, and all you have to do to enter is click a few buttons. Just go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and you'll be entered to win. But there are 8 more ways to enter and earn over 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. Comment on it and get one more. Share it and get 5 more. And if you complete all 8 methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase necessary. And for roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-7663. Ava Roofing. Because every dollar saved counts. For roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF.
Hammer time.
10:37 is Hammer Time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? And how's everything at your house? 803-0930. We're having the annual debate, LED versus incandescent, and what your opinion is on that. One texter made a good point about the brightness of LED lights. Great for outside, but could be a little offensive inside. So we'll continue that discussion. We'll go into Cheektowaga now and talking with Tom. Good morning, Tom. We're at your house, LED or incandescent?
Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
I haven't decided. I'm on the fence, but I will state two items.
Okay.
Number one, from my experience with a string or two that I bought last year of LEDs,
uh-huh,
they have many more cables going up the strands. You don't have a series circuit anymore. You got like 6-8 wires going up, and they dissipate their voltage drops.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. So it's more material, more copper. That seems to me like on this. Okay.
So there's a different technology, though, with the light-emitting diode, which is different than an incandescent, generation. There's no heat associated with the LED.
Okay, my number two, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter time. It's not wasted heat on the indoor lamps.
Well,
it will stop.
True.
It may stop a circulation status of a furnace once or twice every so often.
Mm-hmm. I think more of the issue with the heat of a light bulb could be the hazard that could come from that heat, touching a drape, touching a fabric of some kind, possibly even on a tree, the heat of a light bulb on a tree. So I think that's the real cause for concern on the difference between incandescent in general to LED as far as the heat side goes.
Oh, I'm not talking about those little hot ones when you were a kid.
The big bulbs, the number 9 bulbs.
I'm talking about the neon ones we've had for like 30 years.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's no heat there.
No, not as much. You're right. Absolutely correct.
There's no heat there.
Yeah.
Okay. Say hi to Lucas and Tyler.
All right. Thanks for your call, Tom from Cheektowaga. His line is now free, 803-0930. Texter writes, Dominic, I would like to enclose a freestanding cast iron bathtub to provide shower and grab bars. Can you give me the pros and cons? I'm more concerned with utility over aesthetics. Creating a showering environment in a cast iron tub. Can it be done? Yes. The only real sensible way to do that would be to have a shower riser plumbed and then a ring curtain rod installed, and a curtain then would surround you to keep the water into the cast iron tub. But in that it's freestanding, I'm guessing it's in the clawfoot style, which means it's not attached to the walls, which means we can't go with a conventional enclosure. So from a practical perspective, that's the only way that I can see it working for showering. Grab bars can be installed on the walls pretty easily. You just have to make sure there's blocking behind them to support them. From a real practical point of view, long term, I don't know how easy it will be to get in and out of a deep cast iron style. I'm imagining it being a clawfoot style tub. Those are pretty deep. So from that perspective, getting in and out may be more of a cumbersome process than you're really up for. I would weigh the costs against removal and replacement with a conventional shower. We do carry a product that Kohler makes. It's their Sterling product line. It's a Vicryl manufactured fiberglass-like product. It comes in breakdown pieces so that it can be brought into a house. And they have a unit called the Accord, A-C-C-O-R-D. And it's actually designed for aging in place. It measures either 48 or 60 depending on the space you have, and the depth is 36, so you will need a full 36 inches to fit this unit in. What I like about this unit is that it has a bench that lays in place, locks in place just by placing it there, and lifts out with one hand, and you can store it, you know, outside if you don't need outside of the shower if you don't need it, and then place it if you do for having someone be aided or have to be seated while they're showering. So the advantages that that affords is that you know, you could very well stay in your house longer if you're required to be seated while you're showering, as opposed to having to only use a bathtub and climb over that deep of a tub. So again, yes, I think you could do it while you're agile and you just texted back that you are, which is, I'm glad to hear. That full ring shower curtain hanging from the ceiling and the riser shower head coming off from the back of the plumbing will enable you to create a shower, again, bolting the grab bars into the studs to enable to give you that stability. I've seen that done very effectively. Not as easy to get in and out of, but overall, I think you'll be fine if you employ that that methodology. While we're talking about Christmas lights and Christmas safety, it prompts me to remind you that, if you didn't know this, the number one cause for fire at Christmas time, take a guess what it is. Candles. Yep, candles are very popular, especially around the holidays, but also candles can lead to fire. There is some history to this. 20 home fires a day occur in the U.S. because of candles. December, of course, the peak month for home candle fires. If you're decorating with candles this holiday season, consider using the battery-operated kind. I know those are a real joke. But if you must use candles, keep them away from anything that could burn and place them out of reach of pets and children, never leaving burning candles unattended. The American Red Cross offers additional steps that you can take for holiday safety, like, we talked about this already, checking holiday light cords to ensure they aren't frayed or broken. If they are, don't bother with them. Throw them out. Get new ones. Also, be mindful of how many things you're plugging together and how many extension cords you're using and the total load that you're putting on a circuit. Add that up in terms of the wattage. Here's a good one. Do you turn your lights off when you go to bed or you leave the house? We have a habit of doing that at the Cortese household. We do have a live tree, so obviously I think it makes more sense. But probably being mindful of safety, period, and leaving anything electrically charged on is probably not wise when you're not home or you're sleeping. Ensure that outside decorations are for outdoor use. How often do you see that on an item for indoor use only? You see that on a lot of extension cords, too. Make sure that if you do buy an extension cord, that is for outdoor lighting, that it is for outdoor use. If you're buying an artificial tree, look for a fire-resistant label. When putting it up, keep it away from anything that's hot, and never use electric lights on metallic trees. That goes into the dog category, right? If you get a live tree, make sure it's fresh. Keep it watered. To test if the tree is fresh, bend the needles up and down to make sure that no needles fall off. We had to buy a tree this year. The farm we go to wasn't allowing cutting this year because they were wanting to replenish their stock for next year. So we bought a pre-cut tree. Now, they did cut a clean cut on it, and it is drinking water, so I guess we're good. But be mindful of that, the age of the tree and where it came from, how long it's been sitting on the lot. And a fresh cut will also help keep it drinking water. Let's see here. Don't light the fireplace if you're hanging stockings on your mantelpiece. Check the labels of older decorations. Some older tinsel is lead-based. If you use angel hair, wear gloves to avoid irritation. Avoid breathing in artificial snow. how much of this is common sense. If you use a ladder, again, I've said this already, be very extra careful and mindful of its placement and the rise above the gutter line. So those tips all came from the Red Cross. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. We're talking about decorating safely and, you know, making some common sense choices when you're setting up your decorations in your house. Another common sense choice is to think about having your indoor air quality improved by having your ductwork cleaned. And the way to do that, of course, is by having my friends at Indoor Professionals come over. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and they'll insert the patented column duct cleaning head and nozzle and hose attached to a high-capacity compressor, jackhammer-style compressor. And that high pressure will blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and they'll suck it out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, and yes, they will repair the cut they make in your ductwork. The only way to get that done definitively is by having my friends at Indoor Air come over, and that's Peter Gordon on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you mentioned candles. I mean, you know, it's a good time to talk about, like, some great, you know, Christmas gifts is how about the medical-grade air purifier? I mean, I think COVID is alive and well. I'm not a big fan of it in any regards, but the DFS technology with the medical-grade air purifier is just amazing, and the fact that it's 40 times more efficient than these HEPA-filtered units. Now, we still sell HEPA-filtered units because people scoff them up online, but if you want to really do something 40 times more efficient, once again, that's because it's getting 99.999% of all particles, virus, mold, and bacteria particles down to 0.007 microns. And HEPA only gets it down to 0.3 microns. And coronavirus is 0.08 to 1.6. I know that's a lot of math there, but remember, 40 times more efficient, and they really work with people with asthma, allergies, sinus, COPD, and, of course, you know, as you mentioned, you want to start with a thorough duct cleaning as well. But
giving that kind of gift falls in the category of being, you know, more concerned about someone's health, because when they open it, they'll say, oh, that's really nice. It doesn't have any real sex appeal, but it has long-lasting appeal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, right now, I mean, health, people have loved ones that are suffering and, you know, so this really, truly is a game changer. We had a family member that was highly allergic to cats, and they used to have to stay in a hotel. You know the story. And then we got the medical-grade air purifiers, and they were able to stay in the house with the cats without having, closing up and ice puffing up.
So what's going to be the Christmas discount on the products?
Yes. Okay, so let's start, go back to duct cleaning. We still have, of course, here's the deal. We're booking out until second week of January right now. But, you know, if you have any respiratory issues, even sinus and allergies, you're on a priority move-up list, and we're usually cutting that time in half. But you can save $75 to $125 off of duct cleaning.
Wow.
The size of your house, the size and age of your house, $300 off the portable medical-grade air purifier that covers 1,200 square feet.
Wow.
$100 off the whole house air purifier, medical-grade air purifier, and still $250 off the amazing high-capacity dehumidifier.
There's a good gift.
Moisture in basement.
Too. There's a good gift to give.
Got a call today, yeah.
All right, Peter. 683-3000, you heard the discounts. These are the Hammer Time Radio Christmas discounts for you. Only you. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Hi, this is AJ Baines on behalf of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce in Erie County, thanking you for shopping local this holiday season. If you have purchased a Shop 716 e-gift card and have not used your free promotional card, please do so before it expires December 30th, 2021. You can use your Shop 716 e-gift card when visiting any of the 800 merchants and local attractions participating in this Shop Local initiative. To see the most up-to-date list of those accepting the Shop 716 e-gift card, please visit amherst.org/shop716. Please remember, only your bonus Shop 716 e-gift card will expire December 30th, 2021. Once again, on behalf of the 800 Shop 716 merchants, the Amherst Chamber of Commerce in Erie County, thank you for supporting our local business community. Visit amherst.org/shop716 for more information.
Walk in, get tested. Community Testing Services offers no-cost rapid and PCR testing at 5 testing sites in Western New York. Visit ctestingservices.org to find one near you. No insurance required and no cost for a rapid and PCR COVID test. Testing is available 7 days a week. Visit ctestingservices.org to find a location and hours nearest you. Walk-ins are welcome for a no-cost and rapid PCR test. Or to schedule an appointment with Community Testing Services, visit ctestingservices.org. That's the letter C, testingservices.org.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Carriers are delayed. Hi, I'm Andy from Lintar Miniship, your one-stop shipping shop. We're known for our shipping, not our singing. We compare rates and services from all the carriers. We'll even pack your shipments if you need help. Lintar Miniship has been family-owned and operated for nearly 40 years. We know the holidays are about family. We take great pride in helping families and friends stay connected. Come visit us at 5949 Camp Road in Hamburg. Lintar Miniship, you name it, we ship it.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Since 19-something, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating have been my go-to for all of the home comfort needs in my place. Having heating or cooling issues, no matter the make or model, John Locke can help. Often, older heating and cooling systems need a tune-up or possibly replacement. A new Lennox high-efficiency natural gas furnace and AC system can make your home more fuel-efficient, creating energy savings. Plus, natural gas is your best energy value. For your heating and cooling needs, call John Locke 894-6400.
Listen to WBEN every Saturday from 6 until 7 p.m. for Healthy Buffalo, hosted by Buddy Shula. Healthy Buffalo is the only radio program in Buffalo that focuses exclusively on health, medical, and wellness. Healthy Buffalo is presented by Independent Health and co-sponsored by Diversified Hearing and Rehabilitation, along with the Buffalo Dental Group. Feel better by listening to Healthy Buffalo. Saturdays starting at 6 p.m. exclusively on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We all have goals, big and small, with new ones taking shape every day. Spending more time on the lake thanks to banking on the go. Adding that wraparound porch you've always wanted. Saving enough to someday help your daughter fulfill her dreams. No matter where you are, Northwest fits right in. With the perfect combination of easy-to-use tech and down-to-earth conversation, we'll help you get there one piece at a time. Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right. You can get a new garage door. You can have your garage door serviced. You can get a new garage floor like I have at the Cortez household. The epoxy coating, beautiful and easy to take care of. You know, the garage is the prime entry point in most cases of your home. Why not have it be good looking? And while you're at it, why not organize your garage too? That's the third product you can get from Gorilla Garage Gear is storage. You can organize your garage with storage equipment and slat walls to hang tools. So, garage door, new floor, and storage all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. And here's the best part of it. If you call them today and tell them Dominic sent you, you'll get $200 off your new epoxy floor, and they'll give you additional discounts if you combine with their other services. So you can really get a great holiday gift-giving idea by giving the gift of a new organized garage from Gorilla Garage Gear. Here's the number. It's 715-6927. That's 715-6927. You can go online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Everything for your garage at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the funk. It is
a couple of minutes till top of the hour and news time on WBEN. And then Senior Radio is on with Linda Pellegrino. I wanted to mention that Hammer Time TV returns for its fifth year on Channel 2. coming up on Super Bowl Sunday weekend. The Saturday and the Sunday of the Super Bowl weekend is the debut of the fifth season of Hammer Time TV. Watch Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all their tips and all of our Hammer Time family sponsors with their segments as well, along with our Ask the Expert and answering all your questions on Hammer Time TV, kind of a television version of this radio program that starts Super Bowl weekend on Channel 2. The same texter who's looking to turn their clawfoot into a shower has just written back with the question of, how do you find studs behind wainscoting? I'm assuming that would be to anchor the grab bar. That's a very important and pertinent part of mounting a grab bar, is making sure that it's in solid wood. And if you have a finished wall, it's certainly challenging, is exactly how do you locate the framing. There's a couple ways that I could tell you on how to do that. It does depend on whether we're going to leave the existing finish in place or whether you're going to replace that as well as do your shower conversion. Because if you are, then we could actually simply remove the finished surface, the wainscoting that you have, and it'll reveal the studding, which makes it very easy. In addition to the finding the studding, you actually may want to invest in putting additional blocking in so that you could put additional grab bars in, or maybe a horizontal grab bar on the back wall of the shower enclosure as well. I think that's a really good idea to have a horizontal bar in place, not rather than just a vertical bar. But if you're not going to remove the finished surface, then you could do some test holes by trying to nail through. And obviously, if it goes right in, you know you've missed the stud, and just keep going around the room. Yeah, you'll have some repair work to do. Another tip would be to invest in a stud finder. You can purchase those at the home centers. They are fairly reliable. They'll give you some kind of infrared detection on the location of the framing. I would say they're probably not 100% reliable, but again, if you're going to do a test hole, it'll enable you to at least try that hole, and then usually you'll hit a stud. If you do, then you'll know the next one is 16 inches away from the center line of the one that you hit. So it'll give you a sense of the placement of each of the studs. So a little bit of a challenging proposition to find studs when you're looking through a finished surface. But if you know how it was framed and you can find one, you can generally find the pattern. So good luck with that, and make sure you have those safely mounted grab bars in your shower. Thanks for all your questions and interaction this Saturday morning. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday as well, as we've been here since 1989. In the meantime, have a great work week. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.